Watershed Voice, community-supported journalism.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. You got me, Lane, your host with the most. And this week, I'm going to be talking NBA mock draft. Going to be doing a quick little mock draft of the lottery teams. Today's July 27th. This should be coming out to July 28th or the 29th, which 29th is draft night. So, yeah, I'm just going to go through the draft here. I'm going to tell you who I think is going to go where, maybe break down players a little bit. I'm going to keep it relatively short because I don't think you want to hear me ramble too much. But before I really get into that, guys, thank you again for listening to me ramble for another week. If you haven't yet, make sure you follow, like us, share us on all of your favorite social media sites. Spartans, Wolverines, Beards podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you have not yet, give us some love on all of your favorite podcast streaming sites, Apple, Stitcher, iHeart, you name it, we're on it. So if you haven't yet, make sure you give us some love. So with that, guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do my best interpretation here of how the NBA draft is going to go on Thursday night. So if you guys haven't heard yet, I don't know where you've been, but the Detroit Pistons are the number one pick in the 2021 NBA draft. Actually, this week we've been getting some pretty sizable picks and offers for the number one overall pick. Latest one was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out of Oklahoma City and the sixth pick for number one. And we turned it down. Troy Weaver really, I think, wants to invest in youth. I mean, Shai's relatively young, but this would be his third team. He is a future all-star in the league, but I like what Troy's doing. I think he's really jacked up the price, so if somebody makes you an offer you can't refuse, you take it. But until then, I think we're dead set at number one. And with number one, you've heard the whispers of Jalen Green or Cade Cunningham. Don't get me wrong, I really like Jalen Green, 18 years old, one hell of an athlete. Probably, if it makes sense to you, probably has the highest ceiling out of anyone in the draft, I would say. Absolute freak athlete, great scorer, ton of potential. But I think the Pistons go with the most well-rounded, and I think the fade for Cade worked. So with that, the first pick in the 2021 NBA draft goes to our Detroit Pistons. So sitting here at two, you've got the Houston Rockets, who also have the 23rd pick coming from Portland and the 24th pick coming from the Bucks. This one's a little more tricky because they do need some help at small forward and power forward. I got a lot of aging contracts. I mean, they just signed Christian Wood from Pistons notoriety to a three-year, $13 million per year deal. They do have John Wall, which that contract is horrible. John Wall didn't really work out. You've got Eric Gordon. And then you kind of look over their team, and they've got a lot of free agents coming up on this team. But for me, I think it comes down to either Evan Mobley to pair with Christian Wood, or Jalen Green. Having lost a pure scorer like James Harden to Brooklyn, I think they're going to replace him with Jalen Green at number two. So number three, a little bit more interesting. You have the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are the perennial top four lottery team, it seems like every year. They really need some help at point guard, power forward, maybe some small forward as well. I mean, they've got Kevin Love, Torian Prince, Nance Jr., Okoro, but Colin Sexton could opt out of his contract. You have Jared Allen, who they could sign a trade. They're kind of in a interesting spot. I think, though, they go with the big man here, and I do think Evan Mobley goes to Cleveland at 3. So now you go on to the Toronto Raptors, who 3 years removed from an NBA title, have really kind of done a 180 and are kind of in a weird spot. Kyle Lowry is a free agent this summer. Rumor is he wants to go play in LA with LeBron. Pascal Siakam, they said, could be a big trade piece, maybe to Golden State or another contender out there. And you're sitting here at 4, and I think it's kind of obvious he's been mocked here for a long time. We saw how good he is in the NCAA tournament. And I think to really let Fred VanVleet have a good athlete to play alongside, I think the Raptors are going to take Jalen Suggs out of Gonzaga at 4. So then with that moves us on to the Orlando Magic. Now, this one's kind of interesting to me. You've got 2 picks, I think it could be, Jonathan Kuminga and Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes is really shooting up draft boards right now out of Florida State. Kuminga's out of Congo. I believe Kuminga is, let me look here, try to find his age. Yeah, I can't find him, but I know Kuminga's pretty young. He's got all the makings to be a really good combo forward, which Orlando really has that already between Isaac. I mean, you could lose Bamba, Carter Jr., Porter this year. But I really like how Scotty Barnes is shooting up, and I think Orlando really taps into the in-state program of Florida State, and I think they actually, with this first surprise of the draft, I think they take Scotty Barnes here at 5. All right, so the first shock of the night is over. If you're Oklahoma City, you are very happy with the Scotty Barnes pick. But you're also, because then you have another pure talent there. Like I said, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Oklahoma City, I mean, has 3 first-round picks this year here at 6, 16, and 18. They just picked up Kemba Walker in a trade with Boston to get rid of Al Horford's contract. And I think they fill that role with Jonathan Kuminga, who could be a great kind of a combo forward for them going forward. So, at 6, Jonathan Kuminga to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So then 7, we have the surprising team, Golden State Warriors, sitting here. I mean, they still have Steph. They still have Klay. They still have Wiggins. They still have Draymond. Have James Wiseman, second pick out of last year. It's going to be really interesting to see if they still have this pick come Thursday night. Just because of the trades that are being pondered. I mean, you could have Wiggins and Wiseman and 7 get traded to Washington for Beal. You could see Zach LaVine get moved. I mean, there's a bevy of options out there for Golden State. I mean, you really look at the bench, they don't have a good number 2 point guard on this team. So with that, I'm actually going to take at 7, Davion Mitchell, point guard out of the national championship winning Baylor Bears. So at 8, Orlando is back on the clock here. 5th, they pick Scotty Barnes. Really kind of looking over their team. I mean, they have Gary Harris, Terrence Ross, Markel Fultz. I mean, they have some good guard play. It's going to be interesting. To me, there's a few names here that kind of stand out to me. James Bouknight's really shooting up draft boards. Keon Johnson, who proved he's an absolute freak from Tennessee. Franz Wagner out of Michigan. And also a name I do like here is Moses Moody out of Arkansas, the freshman. But I do think you do see here at 8, I think you see James Bouknight go to Orlando just to enhance some scoring. So I'm taking James Bouknight at 8 to Orlando. So sitting here at 9, you have another perennial lottery team. That is the Sacramento Kings. they really need some good small forward play. And I think it's been mocked here all along. Unfortunately, he's going to get sucked into the black hole that is Sacramento to be paired with Bagley, De'Aaron Fox, and Buddy Hield. And that is Franz Wagner out of Michigan. So Franz Wagner going 9 to Sacramento. And actually, there was a trade this week for the 10th pick. You had Eric Bledsoe, Steven Adams, and 10 get shipped off to Memphis for pick 17 to go to New Orleans. So Memphis moving up into the draft, and also included Jonas Valanciunas going to New Orleans. So sitting here at 10, you have Memphis, the young stud, Ja Morant, leading the way. You got Jaren Jackson, Brandon Clark. You've got a really good core there. Desmond Bain, Xavier Tillman. I think to help Ja, I think you're going to see Josh Giddey, 6'8" wing out of Australia, go here to Memphis. So Josh Giddey at 10 to Memphis. So now we have 11. Rookie of the year, LaMelo Ball led Charlotte Hornets. Gordon Hayward's on the team still. Terry Rozier, Scary Terry, PJ Washington, Miles Bridges, Bismack Biyombo, Devonta Graham. So, I mean, there's a really good core starting here in Charlotte. I mean, you could look here and you could see what kind of they need. I mean, they do need some size. And for me, I think a player that would really be a good fit here for them is I'm actually going to do a little bit of reach. And I'm going to take Isaiah Jackson out of Kentucky going 11 to Charlotte. So now you have sitting here, the San Antonio Spurs are up next. DeMar DeRozan's free agent. Rudy Gay's a free agent. DeJounte Murray, he is not. It's Patty Mills. So, I mean, Sacramento surprisingly in the lottery again, kind of a bottom team. We're not used to seeing it. Pop is notorious for taking defenders, good defenders, good players, and I think he's going to continue that trend here, and I think he's going to take Jalen Johnson, 6'9" wing out of Duke. So yeah, sitting here, Alex, Indiana Pacers. Pacers just got Rick Carlisle back as a head coach. I mean, the core is really good. Malcolm Brogdon, Domantas Sabonis, Miles Turner, Caris LeVert, TJ Warren. I mean, this team is really good. They just need a good coach. And I think everybody else's kind of draft, I think this works perfectly for Indiana. And I'm going to have them taking Keon Johnson out of Tennessee. I think that's a really good fit, and I think that really fills a need for them. So Keon Johnson going 13. And then the last pick of the draft lottery, you have Golden State back on the clock. Davion Mitchell going at 7 to them. This one's interesting to me. You do need some wing play. Klay Thompson's not what he used to be. Andrew Wiggins is not what he used to be. And to me, it comes down to two players at this pick. It's either Moses Moody or Corey Kispert from Gonzaga. I really think they take Kispert just because of his size and his shooting ability. I think it would pair really well along with Steph, Klay, and Draymond. So at the 14th pick, to wrap up my mock draft lottery this year, I'm going to take Corey Kispert here at 14. All right, guys. So like I said, it was going to be quick. My mock draft is now complete. And just kind of looking over, I'll do a recap here. I have at 1, Cade Cunningham, 6'8" guard out of Oklahoma State, going to the Detroit Pistons. 2nd, Jalen Green going to Houston. 3rd, Evan Mobley going to Cleveland. Jalen Suggs at 4 going to Toronto. Scotty Barnes going 5 to from Florida State, staying in state, going to Orlando. I have Kuminga going 6 to OKC. Davion Mitchell going 7 to Golden State. Book Knight going 8 to Orlando. Franz Wagner going 9 to Sacramento. Giddy going 10 to Memphis. Isaiah Jackson going 11 to Charlotte. Jalen Johnson from Duke going to San Antonio at 12. 13, Keon Johnson from Tennessee going to Indiana. And closing it all out, Corey Kispert, Gonzaga going to Golden State. So, let me know what you guys think. Would love to see your guys' mocks. Tell me kind of what you're thinking, where you're at. When I share the post, comment what you think. Tell me if I'm off, you think I'm on. And we'll see come Thursday night. So, with that, guys, I'm actually going to close this down. Quick episode. It's always fun. It's nice. It's warm. Enjoy the heat. Stay safe out there, guys. Take care of each other. College football is coming up real soon. Hard to believe. I think we're 32 days away. NFL's chasing it. We've got fantasy football cranking up here soon. I know I've already got my 3 drafts scheduled. I'm ready to go. But with that, guys, enjoy the wonderful weather. Stay cool, stay safe, stay hydrated. Go green. Talk to you guys soon.